All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town, and a happy Halloween. As you got The Usual Suspects, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel for the next 3 hours, give or take, as we get ready to go on this Hallows Eve edition of Way Back Wednesday, as you so eloquently put it, Barry. Songs pre-2008, anything to do with a Halloween theme. Our lists have been in for about a week. Nick's list will be in momentarily.
All I'm Hallows working on. Eve. Did you know this is not a pagan holiday? It's a Christian holiday. I was reading it on the wikis.
Really?
Yeah. That's what
so,
I was like.
So right after you got done reading the accurate rundown of Lance Zierlein, you went right to...
The accurate rundown of Lance Zierlein.
Because on Wikipedia, the accurate
about him
information
being
on Lance.
Bleeding heart liberal. Scum.
Caitlyn Jenner wannabe.
I think he wants to have relations with Caitlyn. That was in the wiki.
So wrong.
That was in the wiki. Yeah, all
Who
Hallows.
Thought of that?
I don't know. Probably he's right. Probably somebody he
Some
made
listener
mad.
Listener wanted to get back at him for being right.
That's probably true.
Here it is. Halloween or Halloween is a contraction of Hallows Even or Hallows Evening. Did you know that? That Halloween is a contraction.
Of course I did.
Also known as All Halloween. It's a celebration observed in a number of countries. The eve of the Western Christian feast of All Hallows Day. So are you a big All Hallows Day guy?
No.
You know, I bet if you polled 100 out of 100 Christians, none of them would know what the hell All Hallows Day is. It's All Saints Day. I mean, maybe a few. I shouldn't say 100 out of 100, because we're going to inevitably...
You're going to get someone calling in.
And you went, it was... Nah, you damn lie. So, yeah, I had no... I didn't know anything about Halloween until I Google Wikied it today.
I just know that my daughter was all fired up for it
What
today.
Is she going as? What is she dressing up as?
So, she has two costumes, evidently, I found out.
Oh,
because
wow.
One...
Got a wardrobe change?
Someone had gotten her that she didn't wear last year. So, she had to go to school today with... It's like tights and a shirt that's bright orange that has pumpkins and skeletons and things on it and like a little black tutu skirt.
Okay.
So she was all fired up. But she got the princess outfit from, I think there's a cartoon on the Disney Channel she loves that's Elena or something like that. So she got that. And so she has that as her real costume. Problem is with the weather the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going down.
Well, that's so. I mean, obviously, trick or treating is going to suck tonight with the rain.
Yeah, and with
but you do the best you can, right?
And, you know, I would love to. And the thing that kind of bums me out is this is her first trick or treating. I'd like to be there with her,
right?
But we got a plan that Lisa will take her, and then I got to sit on the front porch instead of in the house because if anybody rings the doorbell, our dogs are going to go through the front door to kill someone.
Oh yeah.
So I got to sit outside and pass out the candy. So
that
normally
sucks.
That's where the iPad comes in and I'm watching some kind of sports
while
people walk out.
You know
out.
What? Screw the candy and the kids. Go do your thing.
I kind of thought of that, but then, you know.
I mean,
you know how
they,
it is when
kids?
You got those the neighborhood Facebook
nope.
pages. Then it'd be
nope.
like, well, you have decorations out front, but why weren't you giving out the Reese's pieces?
Them sons of bitches can deal with it. Nope. Look, when we moved in our neighborhood 4 years ago, I went out and bought all the candy. I bought like those big... Like, I needed help getting the bags to the car.
Mm-hmm.
There was just these, and not one single damn kid came to my door. And then I found out.
It's because they got to walk a half mile to get from the street.
No, then I found out that you had to be on the list, on the map. I was like, excuse
what?
Me?
As They're long like, as there's a light on in the house, we were.
Exactly. No, they were like, no, you got to sign up, and then we create a map, and then everyone that has the map knows which houses to go to. How lazy are you? You just turn the porch light on.
Right.
And then that's the trick-or-treat spot. I don't know why we have to have a map. Why? What? It's just the dumbest thing. So that's why no one trick-or-treated our house.
I bet you they have a list like that at my neighborhood, and I didn't even know about it.
Is it the same thing happened to you?
It's happened once. I wasn't really bummed about
like,
it, though.
We're on a corner lot, so we have two driveways. We have one in the front yard and then one on the side.
Yes, you do.
So we sat out front for a good hour and a half, and not a single person came to that driveway. So then we were like, well, let's go to the other driveway. Maybe no one's coming down here since this is kind of a dead-end cul-de-sac thing. Nope. We didn't see one single trick-or-treater. Not one kid that was out to get diabetes. Not a single one. So I was like, nah, damn that. It took me a year.
So you're not going to buy any candy?
Hell no.
Now, I was the
looking for someone to preload off.
I'm the bouncer, like, too, with the candy.
Oh, you're that guy? Well, one! I said one!
No.
Screaming at an eight-year-old.
No. It has nothing to do with the quantity. I give out good amounts of candy to the kids.
Uh-huh.
But if you get out of a car and you are not wearing a costume and you walk up my front walk, I'll be like, bro, how old are you? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, you're old enough to realize that you get nothing for free in this world.
So
if you want to earn the candy, next time you come with a costume, or you ain't getting from me.
Yeah, I have a rule. Like, if your voice cracks when you do it, you're too old. Trick or treat.
Yeah, if you get out of a car you drove
You're in puberty, you're out of trick or treat.
You drove up to my door. Yeah. You get out of the car with some friends, and then you don't even want to trick or treat. You just walk up and be like, sup? I'm like, no.
That with them?
Yeah, I'm like, turn your happy ass around. You want to go to the Quick Mart up the street and get some kind of fake costume or something like that? Then I'll give you some candy. The other thing is, I get the people that like outside my front door and like across the street where our community mailboxes are.
Uh-huh.
It's like all parking. You know, you can park right there.
Okay.
I sit there because I got the chair out front. And I sit there and watch the caravan of like 12 to 15 cars that all come to our neighborhood and park, and they figure like they're going to get like better candy or something like that. And I'm just going, are
you snooty right now?
Serious?
I think that's partly why they have the map, because I know I'm going to do a test. I'm going to leave my porch light on.
Mm-hmm.
And then anyone that comes to the door, I know doesn't live in the neighborhood because they don't know about the map. And then I'm going to be like, hey, what street do you live on? You're a damn lie. And then just slam the door on them because they don't live in the neighborhood. I don't care if they're kids or not. That is the one thing that always pisses me off is when you see that it's like, oh, man, I know y'all live in the apartments down the street. Get out of here. No.
I worked with people that had a lot of kids, I always heard that they said, well, we're going to River Oaks because we're going to get the full-size candy
bars.
See,
that's crap.
I mean, at first of all, I don't buy that's happening.
No, they're giving away pennies.
But at the same time, I'm like, man, just do you. But the thing that's cool was that I applaud the Rockets. They did it last night. They do safe trick-or-treating in their suites.
Uh-huh.
And I think you have to have some like sponsorship. I don't know how they do it, how they pick. And they also get kids from like, you know, certain community centers and things like that. But it's safe. And there's like, I forget how many suites, like 60 to, you know, 60 to 90 suites.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can just, you're inside, it's protected, you know, and
at least it ain't raining.
Yeah, because especially in the weather like this, that's what's bad.
Yeah, this is going to suck tonight for the trick-or-treaters.
Because I got the email from our Facebook neighborhood group said, is everybody on board that if it rains tonight, we can do it tomorrow? I was like, well, everybody better be on board to let the other people know that it's going on. And if you don't want to be bothered, have some kind of sign, because you don't want irritated, angry Clint Eastwood get off my lawn guy the following day going, it was yesterday, get off my lawn!
Somebody texted and said they're full-size candy bar guy. Lots of kids come to the house. Why would you want kids to come to the house? I would give away like apples and floss and be like, get out of here. I don't want y'all coming to my house. Get out. Boo.
Or,
no, don't boo me, Tyler. Get out of here.
No, have two different stashes. The little kids, the kids that put effort into it and they got the costume and everything like that, give them the good stuff. The Reese's peanut butter cups and all the good stuff.
Man, I ain't giving nobody a Reese's peanut butter cup. I don't give a damn how cute the kids are. No. No.
And for those of you thinking Clint Eastwood guy, you can kiss my ass, because I don't want the people that aren't putting any effort but expect all the returns, and the older kids that don't belong. The kids that are dressed up, they're getting goods. And I give you Exhibit A, which is Trey's physique, because I've contributed to that. Because we bought so much candy last year that we didn't get as much as we thought we were going to get. And so I brought it all to work, and Trey took it all home.
And ate it all?
Probably. Are you
going to do that again?
Possibly.
Somebody said, sounds like a lucrative idea from Mr. Gow. Sports map, gift map, Halloween map.
Not bad.
That is, who's going first? This is me, huh? Yeah. Got to start off with the song Halloween by Ministry. Have you ever heard the song?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Maybe.
I know Nick hasn't heard this song before, ever.
It sounds familiar.
You're a damn lie. Have you heard it?
I think I've heard it before, but not in a Halloween
sense. Let it run for a second. See if he's... Is this the instrumental?
It sounds like an instrumental that would be behind like a movie clip or something.
No. This was back in the day with like a label called Wax Trax. You remember Wax Trax?
No, but I think I've heard the line. I mean, the music before. But.
Okay. Well,
I feel like it was used in one of the Beverly Hills Cop.
No,
this song.
You're such a dumbass.
It really does.
No.
It sounds like a Beverly Hills Cop, like in one of the scenes where he's like chasing somebody.
It kind of does. I'm not falling for no banana tailpipe, pipe.
I thought it was in like Weird Science.
It does sound like an 80s movie. Yeah. Well, I mean, this came out in the 80s, late 80s.
Yeah.
Like when the parents go out of town before Chet gets involved and they're having the party in the living room. They're playing this music with Kelly LeBrock.
There you go.
All right, we're just getting started. It's the usual suspects, and the hotline is open. HR&P listener line, USA Mike. We'll see you. We'll get you in, and you can get in too, 713-780-3776. You can call and you can text. You can also reach us via Twitter, as we're always pretty interactive on the social media scene. That means at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is Funny.
I got a good idea for the adults that want to trick or treat. Go to Cowboys and Indians and get some food there. Just show up and tell Haas. You're dressed up as a hungry customer, and they will feed you some delicious food, and that is a treat for you. I'm not going to make this like corny news guy puns, but get out there. 1901 Tafton Midtown is where they're located. First of all, let's just get this out of the way. Since it's Halloween, I know a lot of you are drinking. Full service bar. If you just want to, like, this is what I think me and my wife, if we were closer into town and not way up north side, I would definitely just shut down the house, go to Cowboys and Indians and eat, and then you don't have to worry about being at home and dodging the kids as they show up on the front porch. You're going to love Cowboys and Indians, by the way. The food is amazing. It's got some of their items on their menus are some of the best in Houston. Butter chicken, some of the best. The Himalayan Heat Burger, one of the best hamburgers in the city, hands down. Put it on your must-try burgers. It's that good. I'm telling you. Don't take my word for it. Go out and try it, and then hit me back on Instagram and let me know what you thought. I have a feeling this is one of those burgers you're going to be taking pictures of and selfies with because it's that good. Speaking of Instagram, follow Cowboys and Indians on Instagram, CNI713, and check out the food. Check out what they offer, and then tell me that doesn't look delicious. And yes, it tastes as good as it looks. So get out there. Like I said, full service bar. They'll deliver to your front porch. DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub. Maybe you're going to do the trick-or-treat thing, but you want some delicious grub for the adults tonight. Order Cowboys and Indians and have it delivered. That's a great idea. And then if you do go out there, they've got TVs to watch the game. And like I said, full service bar, great wine list, great beer list. Tons of stuff on the menu. You got to try it. Get out there. 1901 Tafton Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just starting the show. It's The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday. You know the deal, pre-2008. And, of course, because the day is what it is, the theme is exactly that. It's Halloween-based. Barry started the festivities off with a list that was turned in almost 7 days ago. So I followed suit with a list about 5 days ago so I didn't get completely screwed. And Nick's list is being formulated as we speak. So,
all right, I got a question for you guys about Halloween, but let's get to USA Mike's call first so that I don't want him waiting too long. And then I have I want to know what you guys would go as. So I'll give you a chance to think about it.
Okay.
USA Mike wants to talk Halloween and the Rockets. What's up, man? USA Mike, what's up? USA, 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 gone. Well, good thing we took that call. All right, so if you were to dress up, let's say you were going to like a Halloween party, What would you go as? What would you dress as?
I
saw a great one today when I was searching for topics for the show. And I'll give you it since I thought you would have a call at least to think about it. But man, what's his name? Browns O-line coach.
Oh, yeah, Bob Wiley. El Jefe said that.
Bob Wiley would be the best and get you a big fake belly and just walk around and go, hut, hut, and just let it bounce. God, that would be the best.
So, and Lisa told me this because I always...
Nick is going to go as a slutty nurse.
I would not go as a slutty nurse.
I kind of feel like you would.
I would not. I would disagree with that.
Like have scrubs but have a hole cut in the crotch.
I don't feel like I'd be comfortable with that. I feel like you would. Nope.
I think Nick could go as Israel Gutierrez.
Tony Parker.
Nick is the guy.
You go as Tony Parker?
I think I'd go as Tony Parker.
Do you feel like you look like Tony
Parker? As a child, I always wanted to be a Power Ranger or a Transformer. But as an adult.
Or San Antonio Spurs point guard?
Yeah, I was going to say, and that correlation to Tony Parker is how?
You thinking Peter Parker?
I think you can pull off. I can pull off a Tony Parker with like.
Who is Tony Parker?
The Spurs point guard.
Yeah.
Now with the Hornets, right?
Yeah.
What the hell did that have to do with the Transformers?
I said as a child, I would want to be a Transformer. I always wanted to be a Transformer or a Power Ranger. Yeah.
I feel like you think you're hot enough to get, what's her name? Eva Longoria.
Longoria.
They're not together anymore.
I know, but he was handsome enough to do that. And I feel
was
like
was it the handsomeness or was it?
He was
a good point.
He was married to Eva Longoria, but that didn't slow him down from,
he had
from dabbling.
He had a plethora of women. Okay.
I think that's why they split, right? Because he was messing around
with one of his teammates' wives.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Look at you, you perv.
That's not why I want to be Tony Parker. That's not why I want to be Tony Parker. I'm just saying. I think so I can.
You want to show him the wee wee.
Honestly,
sure.
I would go as MC Search, but not many people would know who that is. But I know I could pull that off. I was going to go as anybody. I'd go as third base.
I think you could totally pull off.
Maybe
MC
I'd
Search.
Have to buy like a third base shirt and wear it. And then people could see that I'm third base. Maybe. Who would you go as, Joel?
I think that the easy one for me would be because of all the gear that I have.
Bill Belichick. Bill O'Brien.
I would take a pillow and stick it in underneath one of my Packer windbreakers, zip it all the way up to the top, jam the Packer hat way down, and just get like a carry a microphone and go... I think we got a really good football team. I think that as long as we got Aaron Rodgers, our football team has a chance to win football games, and we're going to go out and do the best we can to play our best football game this weekend.
I have no idea who
Mike McCarthy. That's all he does every week.
I actually knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It would work in Milwaukee.
It would, but it wouldn't work here. No. I was trying to think a national angle. It's like a big story. That like because every year you got the hot costume.
Yeah.
And I'm just...
Wiley would be a good one, I think. When I saw
that was pretty, that was a sports
twist. I saw
twist.
A chick as Bob Wiley.
But what would be like from a national perspective, pop, you know, pop culture-y? Because every year there's one that you go, oh, yeah, that was a good one. But I don't know what that would be this year.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, what is the?
Let us know.
I'm sure there's some Cardi B gals out there, right?
That's probably one.
Cardi B was pretty pretty popular over the past two years maybe.
Maybe go as Tekashi 69.
Yeah, I think he's finally out of jail, so I think you could probably pull that off now.
Yeah, you can get the rainbow hair and draw 69 all over your face.
Like Gary Owen.
Did he do that?
Oh, you didn't see the mock interview that he did?
No, was it good?
He completely mocks. It was like a week after that 69 did the interview with Breakfast Club.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a hilarious. He has the hair, the tats, the face
that
tats and everything.
That gives me an idea. Joel, you could grow your facial hair out and go as Post Malone. No?
No.
He admitted to auto-tune on Jimmy Fallon. It was hilarious.
He sucks.
He completely owned up to it.
Hate that dude.
Yeah, not a fan.
A lot of people are chiming in about saying, you know what? I was one of those cats that would go to the nice neighborhood to trick or treat.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm not giving you.
We had it all.
I don't have
out.
That problem. But when we were kids, we did our neighborhood and that was it.
Us too. But we also had it planned out. Like I told you that
our neighborhood wasn't nice.
That
either,
we had,
by the way.
No, we had the hamburger joint that we knew how to get to that did free burgers and fries.
Yeah.
So we did our neighborhood and then we just made sure we got our fill of the burgers and fries.
Right.
because my sister is a was a chocoholic, so it didn't matter what I got. She was going to eat half of it anyway. And I wasn't a big candy lover per se. So I would just be like, okay, trick-or-treating. I got more than enough to satisfy her ridiculous sweet tooth, and I'll still have some. And then I'll go get the burgers and fries and move on.
Yeah. A lot of tough talk on the text line today. I may have to shut this down. Everybody's talking tough today. I don't know why.
How so?
You know, just typical. But we'll. I'll just delete them and ignore them. And somebody says, is anyone dressing up as Bill Cosby? No. Do not go as Bill Cosby for Halloween. Unless you're black, and then you can consider it. But white people, do your fellow white person a favor. Please no blackface this Halloween.
I was going to say, please learn from Megyn Kelly, please.
Learn from it's every white person that's ever done it. Don't do it. Did y'all see that video on the train where some guy was dressed up and he was, I forget who he was going as, but he had on blackface and this chick was just giving him the business on the train. Like, what are you doing? It's just, don't do it. It's a bad move. Don't do it. Is USA Mike back, by the way? Is this the same call? Did we ever clear him off the board or is he back?
I never dropped the call.
Oh, okay. Nick wants to talk costumes before we go to break. Nick, what's up? Okay. There's something going
this
on.
This is...
Hey! What's up, Nick?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very good, man. Very good. Trick or treat. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. I was watching Bill Maher the other night, and he had a great costume. He was going to dress up as Sean Hannity.
Okay. That's not bad.
Well, what he was going to do was take a little bitty pink penis and put it in his mouth and walk around with Sean Hannity.
Okay.
Wow. Shots fired.
All right, Nick.
Went a little bit off the rails in a hurry.
That wasn't producer Nick, by the way.
No. I don't even...
But at least I didn't have to dump
him. But that's what I'm talking about. Because in years past, you would get pop culture. But now, for costumes, everything's going to be politically, like, centered.
Was that the same dude from yesterday?
No, I don't think so.
Which one?
The political dude from yesterday.
The one that called about the Republicans?
Like 345.
I don't think it was Nick.
That the Democrats started the KKK?
Maybe I'm wrong.
By the way. Oh, never mind. I don't even want to get started on that again. No, I don't think that was the same person. I don't believe so.
It's ridiculous. Some of the stuff we go through around here. It really is. All right, we're just getting started. We got lots to talk about, including we'll put a bow on the trade deadline. Nothing really happened after what we covered yesterday. But Demaryius Thomas is in town, and he has already made some comments. Texans are getting ready for their trip to his ex-team, the Denver Broncos, this weekend with a chance to win their sixth straight, so that's big. And the Rockets, on the opposite side of the equation, are just dropping games like flies. And lost again last night to the Portland Trailblazers, so we can gauge your level of panic and what's going on with Red Nation and the Kool-Aid. So lots to get to. If you want to join the show, don't text and be an a-hole like most of you in the 409 today. Just, you know, either have some fun with us and roll with the punches, or just, as Barry said, get a life. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour down, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on this Halloween. Barry's got hour number one of Way Back Wednesday, pre-2008, songs with anything to do with a Halloween-type theme. We had some fun with it, I guess. It doesn't have to be like mainstream top 40 music, but... I'm interested to see what Nick
comes up
with. Not
a lot of mainstream top 40.
I was going to say, because talking about Halloween scraping songs. The bottom. I knew even getting second choice wasn't going to be great.
Yeah.
Because there's not a as much as you think. But Nick, that DJ Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince tune is still.
I already got it.
Nightmare on My Street is available for you.
I didn't get that
you.
One from you. I got that from myself. Thank you.
Okay. I'm just saying it was out there. I'm not giving I knew you Barry credit. And I didn't take
I'm
it. I don't want you to take all the credit you think you deserve. Okay.
It's actually Tyler who showed it to me. But
oh, really?
Yeah. It was on his Spotify when he pulled it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. With that said, people chiming in on all kinds of things today. Must be the Halloween spirit that has some people being cantankerous a-holes. But everybody's got an opinion, kind of like everybody. Well, never mind. So you want to get to the phones? You want to get to some
let's
of
do
the...
it.
Okay, let's go to Q-Ball first. Q, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, I've been out of town here a couple of days, and a buddy of mine called me because of this guy calling himself the real Q is calling in. First of all, he's not a suspect. He is suspect. Second of all, I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on this costume that I got going on. I just heard y'all say not to go as Bill Cosby. That's kind of a bad deal, okay? I got a backup going as Ike Turner or what's that other guy? That Ohio State coach, Zach Johnson or something? I'll hang up the message. Give me your opinion.
Oh, Zach Smith?
Oh, boy.
It always ends badly when we go that route.
I'll be honest with you, bud. When you first started calling, you did great. And I think it was because you weren't trying. You are trying way too hard now. Like, really? No, don't go as anyone black. Don't go as a wife beater. Like, oh, God. You should have just, you're like, oh, you Mike. You got to know when to end the call. You should have just said, the other guy isn't a suspect, he's suspect. Pew! And that would have been great. Nope. You just had to go into Bill Cosby and Ike Turner. This is I told you. Didn't I warn you?
You did.
I walked in and I said, today feels weird. It's going to be a weird show, weird
did.
Day.
Yeah.
I warned him it was going to be a weird show, weird day. I could feel it right from the jump.
It was about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I told you. And it's just been weird. It's Halloween. It's something. Is it a full moon? What's going on?
I don't know. We won't be able to see it probably with the clouds and the thunderstorms but that are brewing.
Oh, God. Don't. Oh, man. Q, go as a good caller this year for Halloween.
Oh, you might. Maybe you want to do that, too. Don't worry about being repetitive yeah. on costumes.
Go as a guy that doesn't call radio today, oh, you might. All right, let's get a few more of these in. Ray wants to talk grandkids and Saints. Ray, turn
the radio down, please.
All right, hang up on Ray. This is what I tell you guys. The text line sucks. The phone calls suck. I feel like the blitz right now because I'm bitching about it.
Nick, why is the internet down? Like Nick, MC Hammer has a Halloween song. The Addams Family. You can get that.
Oh,
one
he does. Yeah. Oh, that's a good call.
There you go.
Look at
trying
you.
To help you out.
Appreciate that.
I got no chance of winning, so I'm just trying to be a man of the people.
Yeah, look at you. That's a good get right there.
Just came to me when you were saying, I'm like, they're in and they're out, and they're up and they're down. They're
man.
Driving us crazy today. TJ, what's up? TJ.
All right, no more calls. This is it.
Hey, what's going
okay,
on?
There
what's
up, man? I was about to say, damn it. What's up, yeah, TJ? Save this, please.
I just wanted to see, did you guys see the guy that dressed up as Hitler right after the Jewish shooting?
Yes.
And he didn't expect no backlash from it. Him and his little boy was dressed up as Hitler.
Yep. Pretty ignorant. That's the problem with Halloween is people... ignorance takes over sometimes and people don't really think about what they're doing. And it's just like somebody texted and was like, whoa... who was it? Damian Lillard went as Stone Cold Steve Austin. He went in white faces. That you know what? If that's you're probably the same guy that called and said that the Democrats started the KKK. If you can't use common sense, then just don't go out for Halloween.
But let's be specific too. He didn't go in white face. He wore a full head mask.
Yeah.
There is a huge difference. A mask store bought is way different. You don't just that. You know, he didn't paint his face white. So.
That's before the person that calls BET racist and says it should be white entertainment. No white. Yeah. That's exactly who that person is.
That's a great call right there. That is a great. How come there's no white entertainment television? Because every other station is white entertainment television. How many black people were in Friends? There's your white entertainment television. Call. Zach can tell you. Zero. There were zero black people in New York in Friends. So, oh, God. I told you it was going to be a weird day today. I knew it.
Fred, you know what? At some point, mm-hmm. Fred has a point.
What?
Some days you just don't take calls.
Just don't take calls. My goodness. We're going to try one. Look.
It's like you guys, most of the time, you guys like the mix that we give you, the mashup between sports and real life. Sometimes it's awfully hard, yeah, and we just have to go sports.
Here you go.
So that you guys can just slow down.
Let's just get off this for a minute. Do you think that the Saints are the team to beat in the NFC? Let's talk sports. Who's the team to beat in the NFC?
The Los Angeles Rams, and I've said it all year long. They're the most complete team in football. They just got more complete because
wait, you didn't say it all year long because you were with me on the Vikings about 3 weeks in.
Well, I'm saying once we started seeing these teams play, I've been totally bought into, and I watched them up close and personal again this last weekend. And the one thing you could say is, although Green Bay doesn't have a good defense, and they found a way to slow down what otherwise was a steam engine offensively with Gurley and Cooks and all the guys they got. But they needed more of a pass rush. They got it with Fowler. And they just seem like offense, defense, and special teams, they got it all. The Saints, I give them credit because they've improved their defense. Their D-line play and their front seven is playing much better. And you can never sleep on a team that's got Drew Brees. I just think that overall, my opinion is, in terms of every aspect of the game right now, I think it's the Rams.
Okay. I agree with you. I think the Rams are the best team in the NFC, but I think this week the Saints beat them.
I think it's possible.
I think they beat them. I think that we lose our last undefeated team. That doesn't mean I think that the Rams are going to start to falter or anything like that, yeah. But I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a good game. I think the Rams beat them. And don't, I've already seen some people saying that two upsets this week. Packers beat the Patriots and Saints beat the Rams because the common denominator there is the Rams and how close. But remember now, I get that they had the fumble issue with Ty Montgomery for the Packers, but you also just lost your starting safety and a damn good one at that and haha Clinton Dix. So that's going to be, to me, if I'm Tom Brady and I see that and my motivation is to be better than Aaron Rodgers and the Packers have a brand new safety out there running around, I like my chances. So
I think New England looked like crap against Buffalo overall.
Yeah.
So I think that, I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. And I think that you're right. I think in this case, all of the hype is going to motivate both quarterbacks.
Yep.
And that's just the benefit of a fan of football. It doesn't have to be a fan of either team.
It's going to be a
You're
going
to love to watch those two guys go to work and like surgeons start operating, and that should be fun. Because both teams' weakness is on the defensive side of the football. I think it comes down to which defense is able to be more effective, but that should be fun. And the Saints-Rams game, I can't wait for, because those truly are the two best teams in the NFC right now. So let's let them play it out and get a gauge on what we might have to look forward to come playoff time. A
couple of interesting games, too. I mean, Seattle Chargers.
Seattle's playing better football than they got off to a bad start, and they're playing good.
Pittsburgh-Baltimore is also an intriguing game. So there's some good football that's going to be played this weekend. Some stinkers. I think Kansas City-Cleveland could get ugly. I think that might even be my pick. I don't care what the spread is.
I just think
I think you could spot, kind of like the Patriots-Bills, I think you could spot Cleveland 17 points in Kansas City still.
When you look at what
that.
The Browns did,
it's going to be ugly.
Right? I understand getting rid of your head coach, but for your owner, Jimmy Haslam, to come out and say, I'm making a statement, I'm making a point here that if you're going to be problematic and can't get along in my organization, we're going to make changes. But unfortunately, when you make those changes, you get rid of the guy that was in charge of the two guys that were in charge of your offense and the two guys that have had the most experience as offensive coordinators. And now you're going to let a guy that has no clue about calling plays become your offensive coordinator. And you're doing it against the team where you're going to have to score points regardless of how your defense plays, because that's how good the Chiefs are. You're right. That has a really bad look.
Plus 8.5, man. It's not bad.
I would give the 8.5 in a heartbeat.
I mean, if you're comfortable with 17,
where's
eight
it playing?
And a half.
Yeah.
Is that in Cleveland or
yeah,
Kansas City?
It's in Cleveland. I'd give that 8.5.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. And to your point, and just to fill people in if they don't know, basically the reason why Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley got fired is because they were feuding. They were arguing inside of the locker room. And so to protect Baker Mayfield, because Todd Haley wanted to run the offense a certain way and speed it up or slow it down. And Hugh Jackson wanted to speed it up. And he started talking about wanting to take over more, because if he's going to get fired, he might as well go out his way. And so the owner just stepped in and said, you know what? You're both gone, and squash that, because Baker Mayfield is the most important person on this team. We need to take care of him, not your egos. And that's basically what happened at the Browns. Plus, they weren't winning. And that's the sum of it, too. Did you hear this quote? Benjamin Albright tweeted this out on Hugh Jackson. He said, quote, I can tell you I know a Browns player who directly compared Hugh Jackson to Michael Scott on The Office. The aloof idiot boss or boss on The Office. A player in that locker room said Hugh Jackson's like Michael Scott. That says all you need to know about what was happening.
I'm not going to lie. From Hard Knocks, we saw all this coming. We talked about it. And you could tell because of the dominant egos of each coordinator that something had to give just there alone. But even when you had the meetings and Hugh was involved in them with Dorsey, you could tell Dorsey inherited Hugh. He didn't pick Hugh. Yeah. And he didn't want Hugh.
Yep.
So it's just a shame that it happens midseason, because now a team that's been in a lot of football games and surprised a lot of teams makes Barry the hands-down winner of a bet coming up, because the Browns are going to continue to suck.
Cowboys and Indians. By the way, I've got a list of the betting favorites for who's going to take over as the next full-time head coach of the Cleveland Browns. So I'll give you that on the other side. The leader in the clubhouse is going to absolutely shock you. I guarantee you.
John
you wouldn't
Gruden?
Guess this in a million years.
John Gruden? Oh, he's
It's going to surprise you.
Okay. All right, so we got that to look forward to as well. We're going to roll on with hour number one of the three-hour show. And Ernest and Mark, we see you. Better be good, or we're going to cut it off. But we're going to continue to roll, and we love to have you a part of the show when you're worth taking calls and texts for. So 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Who got it? Real radio, Duke? Oh, all right. The speaker's here. Headlight, I can't sleep. I toss and turn.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a very weird Halloween. Way back Wednesday theme, pre-2008 songs with that Halloween flavor. Barry, hour number one, going traditional.
Somebody had a suggestion for you, Nick, for your list. Master P's Scream.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'm pretty much done with my list, I'll take it.
Janet Jackson and her brother Mike did a Scream version as well.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good song, too.
This is Kimon from Orange. Love the Halloween by Ministry. A couple more suggestions. Dragula by Rob Zombie on my list. And Witchcraft by Book of Love. I don't know if I've heard that song. It sounds familiar. But I think I would probably recognize it if I heard it, but I don't know.
I'm not familiar with it. Yeah. I don't have that. I mean, I've got a Metallica and a Fleetwood Mac song.
Somebody texted me.
There's an interesting.
I'm going to go as my dad tonight and abandon my family.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
That's the text of the day right there.
That is the text of the day. Thank you for picking up what has been, to this point, a sorry-ass text.
That was
text
the best
line.
Text ever.
Whoever put Thriller on their list should be disqualified for cheating. Michael has never lost a battle ever. That was from Walt. Yeah.
Well, congrats, Barry. Way to go. Cheater.
Somebody's wanting our opinion on Derek Lewis versus Daniel Cormier. We'll talk about that Friday. Good news, though. Tomorrow, action-packed day on The Usual Suspects. At 2:30, we're joined by Sigmund Bloom, as usual. At 3:30, calling in to talk comedy and maybe talk a little UFC, one Eddie Bravo of 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I mean, that guy's been around the sport forever.
Yep.
Forever.
Yep.
Jiu-jitsu guy.
He innovated an entire form of jiu-jitsu, a no-gi style of jiu-jitsu, which implements the rubber guard, and he's got mission control and all these different things, all these different styles, especially from the bottom. So very, very interesting, especially if you're an MMA guy. You recognize the name Eddie Bravo. You'll probably be excited about that. So, is that a kid?
So, this is the greatest because you mentioned this. Oh, Adam Schefter just tweeted, and I retweeted it for y'all, at Pac Mangel. Coach Bob Wiley's granddaughter went as grandpa for Halloween this year. Fantastic. The little girl with the mustache and the belly and the whole Browns outfit. Very, very good one right there.
Yeah, that is a good one.
That was your offensive line coach for the Browns. So that was pretty amusing.
Yep, good stuff. All right, so somebody said, when the Rockets got Melo, I told Fred and AJ that it's just like having Josh Smith back on the team. The dude chunks the ball up for a horrible percentage and plays no defense. I don't see how the Rockets expected to get better by adding the dude. What say you? Right now, can I just be honest with you guys on the Rockets?
Sure.
I tried to watch that game last night. This team is unwatchable. Mm-hmm. It is an unwatchable brand of basketball. It is bad, and it's not. I mean, I talked about a couple days ago. You don't recognize half of the players. You don't know who these cats are.
That's been an issue with you.
But at the same time, I tried to sit through the first quarter, and I was like, I don't want to watch this. I don't even know if James Harden would make me want to watch this. It would just be more bad defense out there and some a little extra scoring. This is a bad basketball team.
Very frustrating to watch, for sure. And I don't think anybody, that was a very common tweet on Twitter, was it was not just the fact that they were losing, it was an unwatchable team. So, I mean, defense sucks, offense sucks, it's just not a good basketball team. They're nothing like they were last
season. Did you go last night to the game?
I did.
Were you in the locker room?
I was.
What's the vibe like in there?
That was probably the most frustrated I've seen them all season long. And Coach D'Antoni, I was talking to one of the ESPN.com guys, Stefano Fasaro. And he says, man, Mike D'Antoni's taking a while to get out of that locker room. And he is. He did. It took probably 3 or 4 minutes longer than normal for him to hit that podium. So it made us wonder if he was having a pep talk in the locker room and really getting on to him. I don't know if that was the case. He insists on, you know, hanging in there with them and trusting the process. They've already alluded to potentially or have changed the defensive scheme, and he had to sell the players on it. I mean, there's a lot that's going wrong with this team right now.
Well, it's funny because they even talked about the fact that they had to change what instead. They were like, well, we got to play better defense. And then he comes out and says, oh, no, we just need to communicate better when we're switching. I don't even know if the coaches know what's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of conflictive too. But yeah, it's a scary situation because they have not won. I mean, they haven't won at home. That's just embarrassing.
So I've already talked. I get killed all the time because and you kiddingly say that I hate the Rockets. But I've said this 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago. I said it last week, and then everybody says it's too early in the season. But the bottom line is everything that I've spelled out on here, Sports Map, both written and in video form, it's just piling up in the wrong direction for this team right now. And I'll preface all this by saying, and that's why I've said, there's still time. If you look in the mirror and you admit this ain't the roster that's going to get it done, and maybe we didn't put this thing together the right way, you can still make some changes. Doesn't have to be Jimmy Butler either. I put it out there this morning. Kyle Korver is being shot by the Cavaliers. Now, there's a guy that fits the system that you want to run and can execute it because he makes threes. He's a bigger guy. People don't realize he has size. And he can run the floor a little bit. The biggest thing to me is the Bezdelic exit because the timing of it sucked. And you couldn't get another defensive-minded coach in there. So in his place, you take two guys that aren't respected by the locker room as guys that can implement a defense and get the players to buy in and execute what they need to do. D'Antoni saying he's had to come in and change the defensive system a little bit is also that's telling you they realize it because now everyone's realizing it. Everybody's like, well, let's just get them getting comfortable. They're going to be fine. No, they're not. And I don't know who they were kidding when they put this roster together and thought that suddenly you're a 3-and-D team that shoots threes and layups. You're already bringing in Carmelo Anthony, who's a mid-range shooter. All right, and we already know there was going to be issues that came attached to that because he wasn't going to start and it was always going to deal with it. And I've already said how it's a problem that the first thing in the locker room that Nick and everybody gets to hear is everybody's worried about Carmelo when they should be hearing from James and Chris and the leaders of this team that are the best players. But the bottom line is Michael Carter Williams can't shoot his way out of a wet paper bag. And the guys they got from Phoenix, I'm waiting on Brandon Knight because he might be better than what they have had in the past as a backup point guard. But other than that, the guys they brought in, James Ennis and otherwise, they're not shooters. And so you lose guys that were at least good in the regular season defensively that could also make the open three in Mbamute and Ariza. You didn't replace those guys. You lose your defensive coordinator, so now you lose the biggest weapon that you had in terms of making a difference. Because this team always scored points. They just couldn't stop people until Bezdelic got there. And their numbers show it. They were the sixth best defensive team in the league. They were the third best rebounding team. They're last in rebounding. They're almost dead last in team defense. It's not going to get it done. So there's time to change it. There's time to go out and get the right kind of player. But you've got to admit that you just have to come to grips with yourself and going, it's just not a good group right now. It's not the right group for this team. And everybody says, well, you know what? They have time to get better. Look across to the team that they're chasing the most. One night it's Curry. The next night it's Thompson. Boogie hasn't even suited up. And yet they are kicking ass, taking names, and they've gotten better.
I mean, I think they still have time to get better.
Sure
better,
they do.
But they're just not going in the right direction. And so, I mean, if you want some good takeaways, you know, I was kind of criticizing Gary Clark, and I was happy he was off the court. You know, I like the way he showed confidence shooting a three-point shot. I mean, mm-hmm. he plays with a fearlessness, and I think that's something good that could potentially fit the system down the line. Mm-hmm. Isaiah, I'm not really thrilled about him right now. Michael Carter Williams, he's got to play better. I think everybody in that locker room know he's got to play better. He is without a doubt a liability. But I think if you keep Melo on the second unit and make him the second option on the second unit, which I don't think is going to happen, I think that's what's going to benefit this team the most. You still got to address the defense situation because they definitely didn't replenish it when they lost Ariza and Luke. But I don't think it's the end of the world. But they're definitely moving in the wrong direction and moving in the wrong direction fast. That's just my personal opinion.
Part of the problem I see, too, is every interview that I see out of that locker room is Carmelo Anthony. When did he become the de facto leader of this team?
He kind of has that way with him. He's always the last one to address media in the locker room.
That's got to be a big problem. That's got to be part of the problem.
Yeah.
It's all about him. And I just, there's so many variables with this team that don't make sense, that don't look right. It doesn't feel right. It's kind of like I was telling you about the show. There's something really, who do you think though is more indicative of their record, the Lakers or the Rockets? At this point, I would say the Rockets. They look like a 1-6 team.
I
would agree with that as well. Because I think as bad as we all thought the Lakers were going to be, they show signs that they can get better and that their young guys are playing better already, that Ball is actually effective when he's on the floor playing with LeBron. Kuzma is a star in the making.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So they've got potential to get better, right? The ceiling isn't the roof.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But the other thing is, too, the Rockets, when they lost a big star, like when Chris Paul wasn't playing for the first portion of the regular season, or if James Harden was out, or if Clint Capella was injured, there was a seamless nature to this team that was similar or at least close to the Golden State Warriors, right? If KD is out, it's not the end of the world. Or if Curry's out, it's not the end of the world. Or if Draymond Green...
Who was mostly one of those guys? Because I tweeted you about it last night. I responded to one of your tweets about it. Eric Gordon was their guy. You need a fill-in for Chris Paul? Eric Gordon. Need a fill-in for James Harden? Eric Gordon. Need a third scorer? Eric Gordon. You know who's hurt the most by Carmelo Anthony? Eric Gordon.
I tweeted you because of the fact that I didn't even see your tweet.
When you said Melo and EG are checking in, and I was like, and EG's going to have to play second fiddle, and it's going to hurt him. Because Kelly Eco and I had this debate going back and forth. I said, Eric Gordon is the guy that's getting killed the most. He goes, how do you figure? His numbers are the same. He's getting the same amount of shots and the same amount of minutes. It's the quality. When he's on the floor, he's on with Carmelo. So the shots are, he's got to get his. It's a contract year coming up. He's not getting wide open looks. He's not on the floor with Chris or James, who draw the defense so he can get wide open shots. So he's taking contested shots. That's why his shooting percentage is in the basement. And he's in the fourth quarter. If he doesn't get a few shots to fall, he now has to look over his shoulder because D'Antoni's pulling him for Gerald Green and others trying to find some more offense. He's just turned into nothing. That's why if you want to make the Butler deal and Eric Gordon's your center, I say trade him because he's doing you no good. And last year, he was the guy you're talking about, Nick. Other than the big men, he was the guy that was coming in saving their bacon.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's no question. We got to get to a break. But yep. There's no question that there's a lot that has to be changed. I don't know if it's just developing what they have right now or roster changes or maybe a combination of both, but there's something that has to change.
No doubt. All right, we've got one in the books. We still got two to go in the show, so we appreciate you being along for the ride. If you want to join, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. I want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I think these guys are fantastic. Why? Because they're dedicated to the Houston community. They're not there to just get your money and do a half-assed job on your roof and then go on to the next customer without worrying about you and your needs and what you contacted them in the first place for. They are with you throughout the sale from start to finish and after the process is finished. They're committed to Houston. It's not like storm chasers and deposit thieves that want your money up front and then they do crappy work and then they leave town. These guys are here in the community. They are a certified Select Shingle Master company. The CertainTeed Select Shingle Master reference. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States get the criteria that it takes to obtain this elite status. They have it. So you know you're going to get quality product because they're using CertainTeed shingles and they do it the right way. Their base warranties are longer than the average roofer. So already you're going to get the guarantees that you want and you need. And then you get free no obligation inspections just by getting in contact with them without any charge to you. And you determine if you want them to do the work or not. All you do is call 832-521-3001 or get on online at fitzroofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z roofing.com. Either way, get in touch with them. They'll get in touch with you. And you can find out in a heartbeat that they're exactly who you want through and through to do the work on your roof because they got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, and they're dedicated to the Houston community. The other way that I can prove to you that they are, they give 10% of all their profits back to the community through a nonprofit they set up called Fitz for Families. What it does is it provides roofing repairs and roofing needs. They take care of it for free because they know that there are people out there that need the roof over their heads. They can't afford to pay for it. It's just another way they give back. They're dedicated to Houston, and therefore, if you need a roofer, I highly recommend Fitz Roofing because Fitz Roofing makes a difference one home at a time.